Yes, Jesus is a deliverer, and Jesus is still setting the captives free. Hello, I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries. Well, here we are, more of the good news, and the good news of what Jesus is really doing. Yes, His Word performs itself. And to find out all the blessings that are available to the believers as they just reach out. Jesus is always ready when we are. Well, here on the program today, I'd like to introduce Dr. Elaine Kelly. Good to have you, Dr. Kelly.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Let me get a little background on you, if I may. Now, what type of a doctor are you?
I'm a doctor of chiropractic.
Okay, and how about some spiritual history? When was it that you were born again?
I was born again in 1974 after being led to the Lord through a Bible study near a neighbor or in a neighbor's home nearby. I thought I was a Christian. I thought I'd been a Christian all my life, but didn't realize it until I got into the Word that I really wasn't. I had my 3-year Sunday school plan and gone to church about every Sunday, and I really wasn't a Christian.
Probably true with a lot of people that have gone to church and what have you, and they never really got around to becoming a born-again Christian. They sat in the pews. I think we've all seen some of that. How about the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in other tongues?
Well, that occurred about 5 months later. We had a lay witness mission in our church, and my husband at the time and my 4-year-old son accepted Jesus at that time, and I became baptized in the Holy Ghost at that time, speaking in tongues. And praise God, the very first words that I said were Abba, and I had no idea at the time that that was Hebrew for Father. And after that, I went home and just started talking in the Spirit, and just, you know, little by little it grew, and I would just tell everyone, don't be discouraged by not being able to speak fluently in tongues immediately, because you might not have that.
It seems to vary with everyone. We administer quite a few, after deliverances, we administer quite a few baptism of the Holy Spirit, and yes, it just seems to vary with everyone. Some don't hardly get any mumblings at all in the beginning, and then there come the reports back later. Others, I'm almost startled. Sometimes here comes a whole flowing language out, you know, like they've been doing it for years. It just varies with everyone, kind of like deliverance. Every deliverance is different. Well, Elaine, if I may call you that, share with us kind of your testimony. You spoke at the Full Gospel Businessmen's recently, and it was an exciting testimony. How about sharing with the listeners?
Okay. Well, I started walking with the Lord, and I did fall back. My ex-husband and I ended up in divorce. I went back to school. The Lord just opened all kinds of doors for me to go back to school, and I became a chiropractor just 2 months before I was 50 years old. And during the time I was at Palmer, I was in 2 auto accidents. And prior to that time, I had already had 2 auto accidents, so my neck was already kind of a wreck, but chiropractic had always helped me before, but at this point it wasn't helping me. And I thought, oh Lord, what am I going to school for, you know, to become a chiropractor if I'm not going to be helping anybody? This is, you know, it's not a financial thing. This is not why I want to go to school. I want to help people. And a friend of mine, I had tried every chiropractic technique available. A friend of mine took me to Tulsa, Oklahoma with her over break, and I was going to school in Danforth, Iowa. So that was quite a ways to go to get adjusted. But after the adjustment, I no longer had headaches, which I'd experienced daily on a daily basis. Chiropractic had helped alleviate the pain somewhat, but I still had daily headaches. And so I had to learn this technique. It was called NUCA, National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association, is what the acronym stands for. And so I set to work and learned how to do this technique. And when I graduated, I was licensed in Iowa, Oklahoma, and Nevada, and I started practicing near home in Iowa. And then I had an opportunity to move to Oklahoma a year and a half later to start building my own practice. And so that's what I did. And Little did I know, Oklahoma is the Bible buckle. No, it's such so great being here. And I just begin growing more and more in the Lord. And I pray all the time for my patients. I don't adjust without praying first. And about a couple of weeks ago, I had my first real miracle. God just really blessed a little girl that goes to our church. Well, I call her a little girl because she's in her early 20s. Came in. Her mother was a patient prior to this time. She came in and started telling me her history. She had been in 4 auto accidents. And the Holy Spirit just led me to pray for her right then and there, because I could see in the spirit of destruction on her. And I just rebuked it by the blood of Christ Jesus and cast it away from her. And I went and proceeded with the exam, and her ranges of motion were just really, really limited. I could see where she really had a lot of damage in her spine. And I went ahead with the x-rays and started analyzing them. And I looked at them, analyzed them again, and I thought, there's nothing, there's no misalignment in this vertebra. And it just dawned on me, hey, the Bible says you lay hands on the sick and they will be cured, they will be healed. And so we went back and we did the ranges of motion and the orthoneurals again, and she had above and beyond normal range of motion. And she'd been having heart problems and difficulty breathing. Her mother told me...
You couldn't do that range of movement before.
No, absolutely not. I have that documented in writing. And her mother said all afternoon that she had a warm sensation on her chest. And her mother also clarified that the daughter actually appeared to be taller. And when the spine straightens, this is what happens. And the girl herself remarked when she left the office, she says, I feel taller. The Lord is just really, really blessed her, and she's just on fire for the Lord now. So it's and her best friend is too. It's just amazing how God works. It's just amazing. Then a couple days later, a former patient that had been coming to me, had just started coming as a new patient before the Christmas holiday. I had adjusted her very first alignment had shown 5.5 degrees of laterality in her very top vertebra, and she was very out of alignment. And after adjusting her, I was only able to take out 3 degrees of that laterality, so she still had 2.5 degrees according to the film. And so she came in right after the holidays, and I checked her, and her misalignment was different. I could tell because her hip differentiation was a degree more than when she'd even first come to me, and her neck was leaning to the opposite direction. And so I knew that I had to do something different. So I told her I was going to have to take more films before I would dare adjust her. And so she wasn't able to at that time. So she came back at a later time, and I rechecked her again, and the same problem. And so I was going to take the films. And the other doctor, Dr. Clark, was taking film, so I couldn't at the time, so I just did ranges of motion with her. And her ranges of motion were limited even further than before. And so I went in and started taking the films, and she shared with me that she was going to have surgery the following week, and she was very concerned about this because when she had had surgery before, she had gone into shock. And so the Spirit again led me to pray for her, which I did, and she... I rebuked the spirit of destruction again. He's a biggie. and just prayed for healing for her. And she told me when she was sitting in the chair being x-rayed that she had a burning-like sensation, a warm sensation going down the back of her leg. And she says, it feels like you adjusted me, Dr. Kelly. And I went in to analyze her films. And her films showed no laterality. And this is proof that the Holy Spirit adjusted that woman, because also did ranges of motion afterwards and checked her posture. They were back to normal again. And that's proof on X-ray before and after.
Hallelujah. That is marvelous, Dr. Kelly. You know, that's it's so neat because of the fact that you had the X-rays and things, and, you know, and then here's the change. But God is the greatest chiropractor of all. Amen. You can't beat him as the great physician. Hallelujah. And it's so wonderful to see that you're praying like that and even rebuking spirits. Of course, in the deliverance ministry, as we are, we see the spirits of destruction all the time. The destroyer is a very common spirit. It's right in there with the spirit of death, you know. Well, we know they come to kill, destroy, and steal, John 10:10. So you can figure all of those are pretty heavy, big ones, you know, strongholds in people, strong men of the house many times. So how neat that you are practicing what you've been taught in the medical area, but also practicing what the Word has showed you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dr. Kelly, for being on the program today.
Thank you. It's been a delight to be here. I just pray for this ministry to continue and prosper in Jesus' name.
We receive that. God bless you. I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries.